From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is not mincing words about the Trump administration's resolve when it comes to North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities.
We have been clear that all options remain on the table in the defense of our nation. But we do not seek, nor do we want, war with North Korea.
Tillerson spoke at a meeting on North Korea's proliferation convened by Japan, which holds the rotating Security Council presidency this month. In Washington, Mr. Trump pointed to Russia to step up pressure against Pyongyang. This is a day after his phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday has bashed once again the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Russia probe. We do get more from VOA's Steve Herman.
Before heading to a ceremony at the Academy run by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, President Trump heaped more criticism on his top national law enforcement agency. The president expressing anger and sadness about the FBI's role in the investigation his detractors desire to see demonstrate collusion between his campaign and Russia, and even implicate Trump personally.
There is absolutely no collusion. I didn't make a phone call to Russia. I have nothing to do with Russia. Everybody knows it. That was a Democrat hoax. It was an excuse for losing the election, and it should have never been this way.
The question of collusion remains open legally. What is certain is that a key witness for the special counsel, the president's former national security advisor.
That's VOA Steve Herman reporting. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Embassy in Myanmar has said that it is concerned about two Reuters journalists who were arrested 3 days ago in the country, which is also known as Burma. The embassy said in a statement Friday that there has been no word from 31-year-old Wallon and 27-year-old Kiyaso U. Since their arrest, authorities have not allowed their families to visit. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis told reporters Friday that the U.S. is concerned anytime reporters are arrested for doing their jobs. Reuters President Stephen Adler released a statement saying Reuters is outraged by blatant attack on press freedom. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Thursday that the arrests are a signal that press freedom is shrinking in Myanmar. Two Sierra Leone health workers who survived Ebola are suing their government for allegedly mismanaging funds during the epidemic. The Ebola survivors blame a lack of resources provided by the government for their infection and for the deaths of many of their co-workers. Their suit claims the government's mismanagement of funds directly violated the rights of plaintiffs' rights to life and health. The virus surfaced in Guinea in 2013 and spread to neighboring Liberia and Sierra Leone the following year. More than 3,000 people have died in Sierra Leone. More than 11,300 died worldwide, mostly in those three West African countries. Authorities say at least three people died as a result of strong earthquakes that shook Indonesia's densely populated Java Island just before midnight Friday. An official said two adults were killed in collapsed houses and a third adult died when she fell running out of her home. It was not immediately clear how many people have been injured. A mosque is among the buildings badly damaged. The imam said they had planned to renovate the mosque before it was leveled by the earthquake. He said all of the people sleeping in the mosque managed to escape. The magnitude 6.5 quake struck and was felt about 200 kilometers away in the capital, Jakarta. Rebuilding swayed. The earthquake triggered a tsunami warning for parts of Java's coastline that has since been lifted. South Africa's powerful ruling party is meeting to choose new leadership at a time when it has never been more divided. Over the coming days, about 5,000 delegates of the African National Congress will choose its new top slate, and in doing so, will signal the end of the controversial rule of the embattled party leader and South African President Jacob Zuma. Zuma, whose mounting corruption scandals have risen the party, will step down as leader at this conference. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.